Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
There is both political and local reaction to yet another killing by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in the US. This time a 37-year-old intensive care nurse who it appears was shot three times while he was attempting to assist a person who had been injured in a protest against the actions of ICE. Initial reports suggested that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents had seen a gun and reacted to that and shot him up to three times. Although the New York Times is now reporting and his family is now saying that he wasn't carrying a gun, and there is a supposition that what he was actually in possession of was his phone. Larry Donnelly is with us. He's law lecturer from the University of Galway and columnist with thejournal.ie. This is now the second killing by masked federal agents in Minnesota, Larry. This has the feel of fast becoming a flashpoint.
Absolutely. I think it certainly is. It's absolutely appalling. Look, the first thought is that this poor guy who was there trying to do the right thing, trying to help somebody else, was effectively shot in cold blood. And we're hearing conflicting stories about the gun. But at the very best benefit to the ICE agents, it's clear that he did not have a gun on his person when he was shot. And he was shot multiple times. And as one United States senator said, this is almost the inevitable consequence of having undertrained, inherently combative individuals wearing masks on the streets of the United States. It's an appalling vista, Anton, and I have to say, it's one I never thought I'd see in my lifetime.
It's also one that I would have thought, because you and I have spoken across the years on a number of issues where we think, well, surely this is the ne plus ultra. This is the thing that'll get to the base. But in this issue, the base for Donald Trump and the Republicans tends to be very strong against big government, against federal intervention, against masked troops on the streets. Is this the line in the sand?
I'm loath to say that this is the line in the sand ever when it comes to Donald Trump, because speculation like that has proven me wrong on multiple occasions. I'll say a couple of things, though. One was, I was very interested to read the National Rifle Association's reaction to all of this, which effectively was that they didn't like the idea that this guy was a legitimate target because, at least they said, he was carrying a gun. So one wonders what that might lead to. Look, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump were concerned about the polling numbers and the reaction to what ICE had done already. I think this magnifies it by a very big factor. Don't forget that within the American political right, there is a pretty strong element out there who are opposed to government intervention, who don't like law enforcement looking at their every word and deed. And I think that that's a problem for them. And if you look at the public reaction writ large, the vast majority of people are increasingly opposed to what ICE has done. In some respects, Renee Good, sadly because of who she was a less sympathetic figure than this individual. But Alex Priddy was an ICU nurse, by all accounts, a really good guy. I think he will prove to be sympathetic to most Americans. I think this is a very big political problem for the administration.
What about checks and balances, Larry? Because we've seen in Ireland, if there are any incidents involving Gardaí, whether it be discharge of firearms, even if it be things like high-speed chases, you know that GSOC or other oversight bodies are going to do investigations, and there is a chance that if anything wasn't done right, the guard will be held legally culpable for it. What about in these two killings? Are we going to see internal affairs investigations or FBI investigations?
Well, it's fairly clear to me that at least when it comes to Renee Good, there is not going to be one. I mean, there was individuals within federal law enforcement who wanted to pursue this, who wanted an investigation, who indeed that was resisted very greatly and who have left their positions as a result. The official position of the United States government has been there is nothing to see there when it comes to that. With respect to this shooting...
Sorry, Larry, to cut across you. I don't want to leave that go without some kind of reflection. That seems extraordinary. I mean, whether or not you have the view that the shooter, the ICE agent, was innocent or guilty, surely once there is a dead civilian at the hands of a federal agent, that merits investigation to confirm the innocence of the federal agent, if nothing else.
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely, it does. And I think it's despicable that there has not been one, yet this is the situation we currently find ourselves in. Indeed, local law enforcement wanted an investigation. That was closed down. The feds basically took over. It was almost like one of those movies that we see where the feds come in and take over the situation. And in that instance, basically any attempt to investigate what happened has been eliminated. Now, whether that is a palatable option in this instance, whether they think they can get away with it this time, I think is a very, very different story. My own view is that heads have to roll here. It's clear that the use of force was, again, grossly excessive. And we'll see where the dust settles. But that has been the posturing to date. It has been that, look, these are people in a very difficult situation, et cetera, et cetera. They've gotten away with it thus far, but we'll see if what happens this time, because again, Anton, this is the quintessential appalling vista that none of us ever thought we'd see crossed, yet here we are.
If we have seen, Larry, excuse me, if we've seen at this point protests across the US and particularly in Minnesota, presumably this will now ramp up the level of protest and opposition to ICE, or will people simply be too frightened?
I think Minneapolis in particular is a powder keg. I think that city is on the verge of exploding. And I say that even in a context where the bitterly cold temperatures arguably have put a lid on some of the protesting. But I think given this instance and given what already has happened, I think that city is going to be a very dangerous place. And I think people are going to be on the streets. We've seen evidence that already in the wake of what happened yesterday, protests are spreading around the United States. And again, of course, some of those people were never, and I hate to reduce it to politics because we shouldn't be, but we do have to think about what's going to happen as a political consequence. A lot of those people never were going to vote for Donald Trump, but I do think that this is going to percolate outside that. And people who might have voted for Trump, people who might be Republican leaning, are going to see what happened yesterday and say, wait a second here. This is not what we voted for. This is not the United States of America. And something has to change drastically.
Larry, thank you very much. Larry Donnelly, law lecturer from the University of Galway and columnist with the journal.ie.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.